Hi, welcome to Nearly Qualified, a platform for me, Rob, Robert, Abor, to get my thoughts out there and just throw something into the void. Currently it's a cold ass Sunday afternoon, my heater's not strong enough, I've ordered a new one, my toes are currently freezing, I've done all the weekly chores I need to do to catch up and get back to work and smash out another depressing week in the office. So a couple of updates for old school. I'm currently at 2253 out of 2277. Just 3 skills left to go to get to 99. So I'm currently on 93 Slayer, 94 Magic, and 86 Construction. Something I've been meaning to put down for a while is the philosophical idea behind efficiency or efficient hours played versus just doing stuff you find fun. Obviously, there's a huge trade-off if the best method in the game is to smash a certain boss for 2 mil GP an hour, but if it's not entertaining or if it doesn't develop your account, then there is a point where you go, well, what's the point? And kind of on that note, I wanted to take it one step further into like a workplace environment where there may not necessarily be the most stringent measurements in place to measure success across multiple people. So you could have the same philosophy applied between both groups where you're only prioritizing the most efficient return of your efforts versus doing stuff that you would prefer to be doing but is lower value. Or more what I've found is basically there's a team goal to achieve, and tasks are distributed across the team based on current occupancy, which basically means that the people who push harder and try to achieve more get rewarded by having more work to do and unfairly distribution of work stress and capacity. And this has a then roll-on effect where the concept of the team workforce is being observed without that capacity in place. And so what happens is the workforce measurement of the team is unfairly pivoted. And to take this back to the efficient hours played versus fun aspect, I think if people are sitting at the current occupancy rating of 100% where no extra work is going to be given to them and they just cruise there and focus on just knocking out the things that they want to do, that unfairly takes away from the experience of the other individuals who would like to be able to do that but have to smash out the efficiency because otherwise the team goal isn't met. So in some ways I think it's also a disparity between a team goal and an individual goal, which then causes such a turbulence in the team. It's hard to say whether it's intentional or planned or conceptualized or anything like that. I think the psychological principle is that they are making the best decisions that they can, and they being everyone on the team, including the manager and distributing the work and stuff like that. So I think if everyone is moving in their personal best interests, then you have to rein it in. You have to be a leader and instill the values across the whole team. Make sure that the perceived value of the activity is distributed fairly. I think a big part of this does come down to the principle of Hanlon's razor, where we're not attributing anything to malice, where something like ignorance or stupidity accurately describes the behavior or thought pattern. It's likely not intentional, but it's more likely going to be a case of there's too much stuff to do and this is not the highest priority task, which is not a very conducive way to bringing things forward. So what does it all really mean? I think the first step to bringing everything in line and to just avoiding dangerous work is to just make sure everyone is on the same page. Write it down, have an assessment of what is high priority, what is worthwhile work activities, and what is not worthwhile work activities. That way everyone's on the same page. And then efforts can be made to mitigate and automate or do whatever. But as long as the highest performing members get rewarded with more work, it's not forward, it's the dial's going backwards. Probably the simplest way to balance it out would be to have a weighting basically on how much work activity has a perceived value of in terms of return. So that way you could assess, hey, this guy does have, he is at 100% occupancy, he has 10, 20 tasks, however they are weighted X amount, hence we can give him more kind of thing or take less or whatever needs to be done to optimize the workflow there. But I think it very much comes down to the messaging needs to come down from the top. I think this can be best related to an in-game philosophy where maybe you had a small group of players that shared a pool of resources or skill levels or something like that, and there was just one guy who just hammered some really high-demand tasks, such as smashing a boss for 2 million gold an hour, and other people were off doing whatever that they actually enjoyed. Which, as a result, means that the guy has to keep smashing that boss for 2 mil gold an hour because the team needs that those resources. But everyone else is free to just do whatever the hell they want, which is a very similar position to what we've ended up with here, where basically someone can cruise at a theoretical 100% occupancy, just do whatever the hell that they want to do, because the tasks that they've been given aren't necessarily the most efficient return on resource, but it's just what they've been given, and there's no distinction between that and a high energy or high efficiency return, or something that meets closer to the values of what the team should be addressing. So, yeah, it is a problem, but it does have solutions. I think a big aspect for this as well is when you look for specific people or you hire conventional talent, what you end up with is people looking through the same lens all the time, and the sorts of solutions to problems tend to be the same sorts of things, and it gets very stale very quickly. There's other ways to solve problems. There's other perspectives you can look through. Like, you don't even need to increase the capacity of something, right? You can diminish the impact that tasks have on an existing capacity, such as like looking at multi-threading or something like that, right? So you can do similar sorts of things with people, although you can't just say, hey, I want to multi-thread you. You can work on changing or updating your business processes or teaching people how to do things better or making sure that knowledge is stored and optimized and regulated and stuff like that, rather than having your talent just knocking out the efficiency. You can move that around. You can put the lower branches of the talent, so to speak, onto the knocking out the efficiency tasks, and you can have your actual efficient people taking notes and writing up how they do it best and all that kind of thing. You can take a hit now, do some planning and build a stronger future. You know, there's options to address these problems. This takes me back to a previous role that I worked in for quite a while, where essentially leadership would have a massive overhaul probably once every year or two. And what ended up happening was roughly every year and a bit, or every business year, they'd change the entire strategy and just gut it out and replace it with something that had been done 3 years before. And what you ended up with was this essentially 3-year cycle where something else or something in particular was a high priority, whether it be something like a first time fix or like hitting call answer times or getting things to the right department or whatever. So if basically you rotated through these priorities, but the messaging did come down from the top. It came through the leadership about what needed to be focused on, and there was definitely a behavioural change every time that they wanted to do that. So while it may not have been in the best interests to rotate so frequently, it was still pretty effective in the advertisement of the messaging to get everyone on board and focus on the same thing. So you can do the exact same thing in a small single team workforce. You just need transparent goals and to understand what is actual meaningful work versus stuff you can just not bother with or focus on later or could be done somewhere else, for instance. I guess a large part of this comes down to my personal philosophies behind low-value workflows or just not putting manual effort into stuff that doesn't need it. I don't see the value in a human doing something that could be relatively easily automated, for instance. And to that end, it kind of irritates me to see that there's a prevalence of basically just keeping it the same because it's too hard, or there's a lot of activities where you could easily just have someone sit and do them for a while to figure all the ins and outs and then just automate it, and it wouldn't take that long at all. And I think if you're the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff and you have to deal with whatever's hurled into you kind of thing, you should be taking advantage of that. You should be preparing your staff to deal with the actual complicated stuff, the stuff that takes thinking and can't be automated quite so quickly, and you should just remove all the paperwork pushing and the admin stuff, the stuff that's not of value to a human to touch, or to just reduce it as much as possible and just optimize the hell out of it. It really bothers me that there's no take a small hit or take even a large hit now to completely eradicate a completely useless, meaningless workflow in the future. It's not very forward thinking at all. It just means that basically you don't want to put the time and energy into preventing that and into making the work easier and more accessible for people in your team. You just want meaningless paper pushing, which is completely valueless to everyone. I guess to wrap this all up, one, it's fucking cold. Two, there's a principle particularly prevalent in old school RuneScape of efficiency or efficient hours played versus fun quotient, where basically there's no point in doing anything that's not the highest return on investment of time. Which can also be applied to a workforce situation where you have a whole swath of tasks that need to be done, and no consistent way across the team of measuring the or assessing the weight or meaningfulness of them, but yet you still distribute those tasks in a round robin or a fashion where you keep everyone at the same level of occupancy, or you maintain a theoretical threshold or theoretical occupancy where, say, 10 tasks of any type equals 100% and just don't give them any more work. So somebody else has to get the additional work. It'll be the guy who's smashing out the work, does the most work, gets rewarded by getting more work. The guy who cruises at 100% theoretical occupancy, does his own thing, focuses on his own stuff that he likes doing, doesn't need to work on efficiency because somebody else on the team is doing it for him. So the TLDR is just bring that messaging in from the top, make it a breeze across your team, make sure everyone knows what they're doing, and let everyone have a fair and equal chance at stabbing what they like to do. Take care, see ya.